Title: Urban Echo Ableton Live 12 Drum Bus Playbook Using Resampling Workflows for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an Urban Echo Drum Bus Playbook in Ableton Live 12, specifically for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Think snappy breaks, gritty transients, crunchy room tone, dubby tails, and that printed drum bus character without destroying the roller, turning everything into mush. This is an intermediate workflow, so I'm assuming you already know how to load a break, slice to a drum rack, route tracks, and do basic mixing. The level up today is the classic jungle mindset. Print, cut, reprint. We're going to do it in stages on purpose, like you're making tapes. And by the end, you'll have arrangement-ready drum prints, a main print, a crush print, an echo print, and an all-in tape print that already feels like a record. Let's jump in. First, session setup, fast and DNB friendly. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. I like starting at 174. It's a sweet spot where jungle edits feel lively without becoming a blur. Now create a few tracks, make an auto track called Break 1. This is your main break, like Amen, Think, Funky Drummer, whatever you're using. Optionally, add Break 2 if you want a layer. Not required, but it can be great for extra hats or alternate snare texture. Then add a kick track for weight, and a snare track for crack. These can be MIDI or audio, your choice. Select all your drum tracks and group them. Name that group Drum Bus. This is your control room. Everything we do today basically lives here. Quick warp tip, because jungle breaks can get wrecked fast by overwarping. Turn warp on if you need it, but be conservative. For breaks, try Beats Mode, Transient Loop, Preserve around 1/16. If the break already sits, sometimes the best move is to turn warp off and just align it by hand. If you hear facey highs and your transients start sounding like paper, that's your sign you're pushing warp too hard. Now we build the core drum bus chain. This is the clean, punchy, print-ready path. On the drum bus group, add devices in this order. First, EQ8, high pass around 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That keeps sub mud out of the break so your actual sub bass can own the low end. If the break feels boxy or cardboard, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it needs a little more speak and snap, a gentle lift around 3 to 6kHz, maybe 1 or 2 dB, can bring the crack forward without turning it brittle. Next, drum bus. Start with drive around 6 to 12%. Crunch low for now, like 0 to 10%, because we're going to do heavy dirt in parallel later. Boom very carefully, maybe 0 to 15%. At this tempo, too much boom smears the kick pattern and it'll fight your sub. Damp around 10 to 30%. And then trim so the drum bus peaks around minus 6 dB. Headroom is a creative control in this workflow. We're leaving space so our resamples don't accidentally lock in harsh clipping. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient still punches. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is tightening, not flattening. And leave makeup gain off. We'll gain stage manually, because loudness lies. Next, saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive just 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. And match your output level, so you're not tricked into thinking louder equals better. That is the number one way people overcook jungle drums. Cool, that's your core tone. Now we're going to make the playbook. Clean versus crush, running in parallel. Add an audio effect rack on the drum bus and create two chains. Chain 1 is clean. This is basically your core chain. It stays punchy, keeps transients intact, and it's the thing you can always fall back on. Chain 2 is crush. This is your old school grit channel. And here's the big rule, do not crush full range. You will destroy your punch. The crush layer should mostly live in the mids and highs, while your low end stays stable. On the crush chain, first add EQ8, high pass at about 120 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want the groove to hit. Then do a gentle low pass around 10 to 12kHz. That instantly feels more vintage, less fizzy. Then add redux. Bit reduction somewhere around 10 to 14. Sample rate around 7 to 12kHz to taste. Run it 100% wet on that chain, because your blend will happen with the chain volume. Then add roar, if you have it, or overdrive if you want simple. On roar, try a tube or crunch style. Drive around 10 to 25%. Keep the tone slightly dark. If you brighten distortion, you can make cymbals sound like tearing foil, especially once you resample. Then add another glue compressor. Go more aggressive here. ratio 4:1, faster release, and squash it. 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction is fine. This layer is supposed to be controlled and ugly in a musical way. Now blend the crushed chain underneath clean. Start with the crushed chain volume around minus 12 dB. Then bring it up until you can feel the break get closer, denser, more in your face, but if you mute it and the groove suddenly becomes clearer and better, you had it too loud. The crush should feel like attitude, not like a blanket. Now we build the Urban Echo Return. This is the space that sells the city vibe, dubby, punchy, and gated so it bounces instead of washing out the drums. Create a return track named Urban Echo. At echo first, set timing to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. 1/8 dotted is that classic jungle chatter that fills the gaps. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Your low end does not need to echo. Add subtle modulation, like 2 to 6, for movement. Stereo width around 80 to 120%. And here's your teacher warning. Too wide and your drum center disappears. Jungle needs a solid center, especially the snare. After echo, add reverb. Room or plate works great. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. High cut 7 to 10 kHz. Keep it subtle. This is a send, not a bath. After that, add saturator. Soft clip-on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. This makes the tail feel printed, like it's coming off a sampler or tape path instead of sounding like a clean plug-in tail. Then add a gate. This is the key to urban bounce. Set the threshold so the tail closes quickly after hits. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds depending on tempo and taste. If you want extra rhythm, you can sidechain the gate to the snare so the ambience opens and closes with that backbeat. Not required, but it's one of those how is this hitting so hard tricks. Now send your drum bus to Urban Echo. Start with a send around minus 18 to minus 12 dB and think like an arranger. You don't need the echo all the time. Save it for phrase endings, fills, and throws. Next, the magic section. Resampling. Print. Cut. Reprint. Create a new audio track called Drum Print. Set audio from to resampling if you want the full master capture, but the cleaner method is internal routing. Set audio from to drum bus, and choose post effects. That way you're printing just the drum bus processing, not the whole song. Arm drum print and record 8 or 16 bars of your drums playing. Start with 16. It gives you enough phrase to edit. Then consolidate the recording and name it like you mean it. This is a workflow speed hack. Label like a tape box. For example, a Klingloo, B Crushmid, C Ekathros, D Limitot. And here's a coach concept that will make you better at this fast. Keep two headroom lanes. Safe prints peak around minus 6 dBFS. Cleaner, flexible, easier to mix later. Hot prints peak closer to minus 1 to minus 3 dBFS, and you do that intentionally by hitting a clipper or saturator. The point is not loudness. The point is choosing where distortion happens. On the bus, on the print, or later on the master. Also, keep your print consistency stable. If you're printing from PostFX, keep the drum bus group fader at unity. Do your balances inside the rack chains. That way, when you later ride the group fader in the arrangement, you're not changing the tone of what you printed. You're just mixing. Alright, now slice your print like a jungle editor. Take the recorded clip and use slice to new MIDI track. Choose transient slicing, and create a drum rack. Now you have a printed break kit. And this is where the personality happens. Try a few playbook moves. Nudge a couple slices late by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Usually ghost kicks or hats. Keep the snare locked. That creates that dragging pocket without losing impact. Duplicate a snare slice and pitch it down 1 to 3 semitones for variation. Instant alternate snare without adding samples. Use velocity changes to create ghost notes. Jungle ghosting is basically the illusion of a drummer inside the sampler. And if your printed snare lost too much crack, layer a clean snare under it just for impact. The vibe can be printed, but the front edge can still be modern. Now we reprint special versions. This is how you build an arrangement toolkit. Make 3 more audio tracks. Print Crush, Print Echo, and Print Allen. For Print Crush, solo the crush chain. You can temporarily mute clean inside your rack or solo the chain depending on your setup. Record 8 bars. Now you have a dedicated grime loop you can layer quietly under clean drums. This is the bigger but not messier trick. For Print Echo, keep drums normal, but automate the Urban Echo send. Push it at the end of bars, on a snare or on a fill. Record those sections. This gives you tail textures you can place before drops, after drops, or at phrase ends. And because they're printed, you can chop them like audio and place them like punctuation. For print Allen, run everything. Clean plus crush blend. Plus echo moments. Record a full 32-bar phrase. This becomes your arrangement ready drum stem, like a committed tape pass. Before you commit to a long print Allen, do a quick mono check. Add utility at the end of drum bus and hit mono. If the snare loses weight or hat Spanish, your echo might be too wide, or your modulation is smearing the transients. Fix it now, not after you've printed a whole perfect take that collapses in mono. Now, a few warping strategies for printed audio. Once you've printed a tape you like, try warp on, beats mode, transients for tight edits. Then duplicate the same clip and try texture mode very subtly. Not for the main groove, but as a dirt layer tucked low underneath. It can add that dusty haze without you needing external noise. Now let's talk arrangement, because jungle is about phrasing, not just a cool loop. Work in 32-bar blocks. Bars 1 to 16, establish the groove. Minimal echo, let the break speak. Bars 17 to 24, add variation, a couple extra ghost hits, tiny fills, maybe swap to a slightly darker print. Bars 25 to 32, turnaround time. Echo throws, a fill, maybe a crash or snare flam.